dairy fat that you reduce in your diet. It's amazing, isn't it? That's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Dairy products also increase breast cancer risk 49%. That's big. Prostate mortality was raised 141% with dairy 3 times or more daily, which is common in America. Milk drinking in early life raises the risk of serious prostate cancer over 300%. In other words, humans are not adapted to eating dairy products, and it's better if you don't eat them. And as my wife said, there are plenty of great solutions out there. You start off switching from dairy butter to an alternative butter, so like smart butter. And then after a while, as she mentioned, you can go on to more healthy things such as nut butters and guacamole and hummus and all kinds of good things. Children with dairy consumption have an 800% risk of constipation. Dairy products, milk, contains a substance called beta-casomorphin 7. And the caso refers to the casein protein. The morpho refers to the morphine-like opiate in the milk. This is why it's so hard to quit dairy, because it's really an addiction to an opiate-like substance. It is an opiate substance. If you've ever taken an opiate painkiller of any kind, you'll know that they stop your stomach from moving, instant constipation. But the dairy does it in a similar way, perhaps not as drastic, but it really increases constipation. And that's one of the problems with dairy products. Another problem with dairy products is Parkinson's disease, 80% higher risk with more cheese. And this is principally due to the organic pollutants that are in bioaccumulated in the milk and then in the humans who drink the milk and eat the cheese. Cheese is, of course, more concentrated. My wife wrote this book, Healthy Recipes for Friends, and it's available on my website, drsteveblake.com. Also, as an ebook under $10, she does have paper versions too, if you prefer that for a little more. Healthy Recipes for Friends. I tested all the recipes very happily. Well, what about eggs? A lot of people seem to think that eggs are healthy, and the advertising seems to indicate that it is. This was a study by Spence et al. In Atherosclerosis, 2012. Atherosclerosis is a major peer-reviewed journal. More eggs increased heart attack risk similar to more cigarettes. Wow. A really stunning study where they showed how fast your risk of heart attack went up if you ate more eggs similar to cigarettes. And just one egg a day was associated with a 500% increase in heart attack risk. That's from a 2021 study in the Journal of the American Heart Association, another peer-reviewed journal. So eggs increase your risk of heart disease. And one of the ways they do this is because they have a lot of cholesterol. I mean, a lot of cholesterol. And the cholesterol, when it's cooked, turns into oxysterols. Now, cholesterol can't traverse the blood-brain barrier, but the oxidized cholesterol, the oxysterols, do traverse the blood-brain barrier and go into the brain and damage it. They also damage the arteries. And this oxidized cholesterol is a real problem from eggs. Eggs are found to increase colorectal cancer risk 700%. Right there is enough to keep me away from eggs. Another study showed even 2 to 4 eggs per week, you know, just weekend consumption, raises cardiovascular risk 43%. And then more eggs raise it more. 3% less eggs equals 24% less death. And they just study death. Now, on screen here, you have something called Just Egg. And people have been very happy with Just Eggs. It comes in a bottle or in these little patties. And it doesn't have the cholesterol or oxysterols or any of the other bad things. And it's available, and a lot of people who like to eat eggs and switch to this are just as happy. Typical quote is, I don't notice the difference.